Good morning, and blessed be the name of Jesus. We want also to really thank God for his goodness. We are here listening to the word of God. This word is a word that is full of power. We want to look at chapter 4 of the book of Esther, and we want to go from verses 1 all the way to 11. And we want to learn about five things. As a matter of fact, this is the turning point. This is the beginning of the face that will bring this plot, this story, to a boiling point. And we want to learn, how do you manage the transition from private to public? It comes to a time when God gives you, or when God honors you and gives you a higher position, that you no longer hide yourself. Remember, we said, don't be quick to tell people who you are. Let your position, let your words speak louder than word. You know, let the action speak louder than words. But it comes to a point when the words will be so loud, and you will have transited from private to public. How do you manage that? Are you prepared for that? Many of us are not prepared for the public exposure, for the public battles. A time like now, when people are using social media, there are some of us, if we do not know how to handle the private refusal of the people, the public rejection, that whatever you do, you are scrutinized by others, you will not be able to fulfill God's purpose. So we want to see how Mordecai moves from a private worker at the gate of the palace, then he goes to the public square. He's known. How does he handle that? He is known to mourn by everyone. How does he handle that? We also want to see Esther now is no longer the orphan girl. She is now the queen. But now she is faced with a danger that makes her to break from the protocol, and she'll be moving against the law. But initially she was unwilling. We want to see that. Number two, we want to see how we can mourn for the loss and the benefits of mourning. God expects you to mourn. As a man, do not be afraid to mourn publicly. In our culture, we are told, it's a sign of weakness to cry and to mourn. But can I say this? This is the greatest strength. When people see you mourn for the loss, you are human. And that is the beginning of your healing. Mordecai mourns, grieves publicly, when she realizes that her people have been sold and her people are going to be killed in an year's time. And she raises. Number three, we want to understand how you can advocate both to heaven through prayer and fasting, and how you can advocate to the government of the day, the government of heaven and the government of the day. How you can persuade and lobby those who are in the position of power. How you can speak to the parliamentaries who claim to be born again. How you can speak to MCA, women rep, like in our country, Kenya, those who claim to be born again, to speak for God in those positions. How you can speak to even to the judges, not just to be fair, and to approach the president and to approach the people who matters at this particular time, who changes policies. We want to know about that. And then we want also to be challenged how we can lose, how quickly we can lose sight for the bigger good, for the bigger picture, because of our comfort. Esther, when she became a queen, she lost the bigger picture. And this is why we said in the beginning, please maintain your mentors. Those mentors who knew where you came from, they're the only one who can be able to challenge you in a God's way. They know what God called you for. You see, many of us get lost from the people who knows them, who saw them as they grow, because they just want to get up, up, and up. But a time will come when the battle rages and you desire, I wish there was a man and a woman who would challenge me. And so we'll be seeing why Esther was unwilling to sacrifice or to raise up to the occasion, because she was so safe and she had forgotten the greater good. So in this story, chapter 4, we learn, as we say, we learn that Mordecai had learned all that had been done. Bible says, when Mordecai learned all that had been done, what did he do? He tore his clothes. He put on sackcloth and ashes and went out into the midst of the city and wailed loudly and bitterly. And he went as far as the king's gate, for no one was to enter the king's gate clothed in sackcloth. And in each and every province where the command and decree of the king came, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, and wailing, and mainly in sackcloth and in ashes. Now, this is the one of the points we want to labor a little on. Mourn for the loss. Mourn for the loss. Cry, wail loudly and bitterly. Remove the pain out of you. That's the only way that you can be able to face issues squarely. We are not resigning just by mourning and by crying. We are not mourning in defeat, but in hope. We are not just mourning so that we can run away from the reality. But what you're doing is that we are advocating, we are actually appealing to the heaven's government, the government of heaven, so that we can get ideas to deal with the other government. Remember, the Bible says that the heart of a king is in the hands of God. So we need to go to God. We mourn there. We cry. We give our pain there. And we also influence others. You see, when we are mourning, we are also letting others who have been touched by the same effect still to mourn together. So you see, the people are mourning where they got the letter that they are to be killed and annihilated. They cried. They mourned. They could not be controlled. They were appealing to the government of heaven, and they knew that God would help them. At this particular point, they're moving. Mordecai is moving from just private. It's becoming public. And God has been preparing him to handle things in private. So can I say this? Let's prepare our public greatness in the private school, quarters. We must first of all develop our private greatness before we express our public greatness. Some people just want to get out, especially in this social media time, just want to write anything, just want to appear they are doing something. Please, let's get to know that. Let's prepare our inner person. Let's prepare for the outside. Out there, we need to know how we can be able to fight. But also remember that we cannot be able to do alone. We cannot be able to fight alone. We need our mentors. Now, these, we learn here that when Esther heard that his mentor is crying, she had not even heard about the edicts. Can you imagine how many people in the position of power, they don't know what is happening with the Lee life? They have lost life with clarity. They do not know what has come out from these offices. We thank God for people like Mordecai. Mordecai lived between two gates, the gate of heaven and the gate of the king, the gate of the king of heaven and the gate of the king of earth. That's a good place to be. God lays many Mordecais in our time. And so Mordecai is there. Now, while Esther was in, she was safe. She was comfortable. She had not known what is going on with her people. That's why we said, do not lose your mentors. Even when you get to interdependent level, even when you get to the highest level, let some people be there who can challenge your slowness, who can challenge your loss of sight. Esther lost her sight of the bigger picture because of her safety. Many of us, when God blesses us, we lose the sight of the great things. We only remain with a testimony that we belong to God. Praise God. God has done this. God lifted me when I was small. But now we've lost. We're not there to fight for others. And it was at this time when Esther heard that Mordecai was fighting, was crying. She thought that how poor is my mentor? And she sent some clothes to remove sackcloth. She didn't understand that why he was mourning. He didn't even know that she was in trouble, that somebody had already written a law. Her husband had written a law to kill her. She didn't know about that. Some people can lose sight of the enemy allowed us. We need somebody to help us see. Can't you see where you're going? You're going in the wrong direction. So she sent clothes. Mordecai said, keep your clothes. Of course, it is at this point that Esther sent now one of the eunuch, one of the people who served her. And Mordecai was able to give the picture, paint a picture, and even give a letter as an exhibit. So initially, even with this letter, Esther was not willing to give herself, to sacrifice her safety. She knew that the law had forbidden her to do that. But we will be able to see in the next session how Esther was able to move from this safety level to a point where I can obey God, where you can say, no, it's not about me, it's about the good of others. I want to put others ahead of me. And you mean it for that. And so in this session, we see how Mordecai appealed to Esther so that she can advocate, because she was in a position to do that. Let's also see how we can advocate to the heaven, to the government of heaven, and to the government of earth. That's a good place for us to live in, especially the people who understand the word. It's a good place. May God raise many Mordecais. May God raise many Esthers. But for this session, we are looking for the many Mordecais. Please don't lose your Mordecai. You young men, as you raise up, acknowledge your Mordecai. Don't look for new Mordecais. You can look for new Mordecais to help you for that other level. But do not lose those who knew you, who can help you, who can speak to you, who can tell you you've lost your tangent, who are courageous enough to to see where you came from and where you are and where you are going. Father, help us to have Mordecais in our lives who can help us to reroot when we have lost our tangent. Oh God, connect us with those mentors. Help those young people, those young men and women, just to come back to their mentors. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray that the people who are in the place of authority, that, Lord, they will be able to be in touch with the church members, with the church leaders, the spiritual leaders, who can help them and pray for them and direct them. And they can be able to help them to see where they are going. Because the place of public can be a higher battle than they had been prepared for. We praise you and we honor you in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.